justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
That's 877-254-7524. But let me just give you a few of my thoughts on this whole world terrorist movement. It's all funded by our own CIA through the auspices of the Pakistani intelligence. Why do I say that? Well, right after 9/11, I got two books. One of them was called Dollars for Terror, written in 1999 by a French or Swiss journalist, I forgot which, but it was a gentleman who tracked down the background of Al-Qaeda because they'd killed one of his friends. And what did he find? They were funded by the American CIA, by Pakistan Intelligence and Saudi Arabia. Al-Qaeda was funded in 1999 when the book was written by the U.S. CIA, by the Pakistani intelligence agency, and by Saudi Arabia. And then there was another book that was written in 1999 called Unholy Wars, written by a man named James Cooley, who was a foreign correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. And in 1999, he wrote about how the U.S. CIA and the Pakistani intelligence and the Saudi Arabians were funding Al-Qaeda. Well, Chris, basically it's Al-Qaeda that's been involved in this recent overthrow of the Egyptian government, and we're funding Al-Qaeda there, and they were involved in the overthrow of the Tunisian government and the Libyan government, and they are involved in the current effort to overthrow the Syrian government, and U.S. Special Forces teams are in both Jordan and Turkey training Al-Qaeda, whereas we're fighting the 50 members of Al-Qaeda that are currently in Afghanistan. Of course, we have almost 500,000 people there. We have 90,000 U.S. troops, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops, and about 3 to 3.5 million Afghan troops in training, all there to fight the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. I don't know whether you can still get it on 60 Minutes, but I think it was in December of 2010 when Steve Croft interviewed President Obama and said to him, why are you sending an additional 30,000 troops to Afghanistan when there are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda there? And without hesitation, President Obama said, because Al-Qaeda is actually planning and plotting against America and America's freedom, and my duty is to protect America, and that's why I'm sending those 30,000 additional troops to Afghanistan, because, of course, we can't let the people in Al-Qaeda plot against the United States. And And Steve Croft didn't say, well, why don't you just pull out all the American troops and send in a couple of teams of special forces that track down the 15 members of Al-Qaeda and kill them. That's all you have to do. After all, we had, I think, six special forces teams in there. Right after 9/11, they took the whole country over in a matter of about 6 weeks with the support of the U.S. Air Force. And, of course, they hired some of the Afghan warlords there and their troops. But all it took was six SEAL teams, maybe with 12, 13 men in them, and they could take over the whole country. I mean, the special forces teams are very effective killers. They're trained to kill and assassinate and work undercover, and they could have taken over the country. They could turn them loose in Afghanistan and then track down those 50 members of Al-Qaeda and finish them off. But no, we got to keep almost over a 500,000 people in Al-Qaeda to fight the 50 members of the Al-Qaeda. And it's all phony, ladies and gentlemen. Everything going on. I mean, they control your reality. The average American has never been allowed to know that we have transferred the wherewithal and the technology and the material needed to build atomic weapons to Pakistan. That is, pray you could check it out on the internet. That's a Sybil Edmonds story. Sybil Edmonds, SybelEdmonds, the story. But I mean, they're so worried about Iran might get the nuclear weapon because they're a radical Islamic country, but our government has transferred the technology and wherewithal to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan. They have over 200 of them. Why have they kept that secret? Well, because I think we're going to have a nuclear war with the Islamic world, and they don't want the American people to know. And they've covered this up very effectively. They kept Sybil Edmonds from ever putting this out in the United States. And, fortunately, she did go to the London either Times. It was the Sunday Times, the Sunday Telegraph over in London, and you get the articles from them, or you can read them on my website at RadioLiberty.com, simply by typing in Sybil Edmonds, Radio Liberty, or Radio Liberty, Sybil Edmonds in your search engine. Pull down the article, duplicate it, copy it, get it out, and then ask people if this is true, and you can get all the references on the internet to the internet sites, or where people can verify this. If this is true, why was this suppressed by the entire American media? The most important thing you can do is to get the American people to realize that the media in America is totally controlled, and it's almost impossible, at least with the regular press, to get the truth out. Fortunately, we have the internet. Fortunately, we have some of the alternative radio stations like this, but regular channels are totally blocked for getting the truth out, especially the realization that our leaders are planning on a nuclear war that's going to strike America. And that is what the next war is going to be about. Well, our number is 1-877-254-7524. And do we have a caller? Who's on the line?
Dr. San.
Oh, Colonel McKinney.
Tom McKinney, a little late, but here.
Well, glad to have you here, and better late than never. Hang on, we're going to break. We'll be back in just a moment. Oh, it's Colonel Tom McKinney, and one of my favorite guests, right here.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I stand back here with us this morning is Colonel Tom McKinney, and certainly he's written, well, I've written a number of books that we have carried in the past, but certainly one of the books we're carrying now is called 33 Degrees of Deception, and it's Colonel McKinney's latest book on the Masonic movement. Why should we be concerned about Masonry? Well, because a cult movement, got several million members in America, most of whom really don't understand Masonry. It's dedicated to a world government and the idea that you could become God. That you could become God. And anyway, that sounds sort of crazy, and yet it's really not. It's the common denominator behind everything. If you read Dan Brown's latest book, A Lost Scroll, he will tell you. I mean, the secret that's been kept from people down through the ages by the wicked Christians is the fact that, well, you can become God. Well, that's what the serpent told Eve in the Garden of Eden, and that is the common denominator between the Mormon faith, the Masonic faith, the New Age faith, and, of course, in total contrast, to the Christian belief. But they also want a world government, and they want this elite group to rule the world. But I'm going to let Colonel McKinney tell you this story because, of course, he worked very closely with the 33rd degree Mason, who eventually broke with Masonry, wrote the story out, and then died after a very mysterious automobile accident invalid of his wife and actually killed the 33rd degree Mason, who broke his oath and revealed the secrets of Masonry. Colonel McKinney, go right ahead.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. Interesting that you mentioned the Dan Brown factor. I have before me a letter that he wrote to the sovereign grand commander of the of Scottish Rite Masonry, the 33rd degree, the Supreme Council. And the last paragraph, it's all about how he appreciates them. And he says that it's my great honor to be invited to greet you via this letter. I had hoped I might be able to join you in person tonight. But the launch of my novel, The Lost Symbol, has me far from Washington. And in the last paragraph, he says, please accept my humble thanks for the noble example you set for mankind. It is my sincere hope that the Masonic community recognizes the lost symbol for what it truly is, an earnest attempt to reverentially explore the history and beauty of Masonic philosophy. Yours sincerely, Dan Brown.
And it is it's an excellent novel. I mean, but it really makes you think that the masonry has the answers to our problems, very praiseworthy of masonry. It is the hope of America, and yet, of course, it's the devil's own philosophy. You go ahead and pick up the story, Colonel.
Yes, back to origins and irreducible minimums takes me to the individual young man in a, let's just say, a typically small, relatively small town that has a Masonic lodge, and he will be recruited. They claim that they never recruit, but they do it, and sometimes very aggressively, especially in recent times when they have such a critical problem with loss of membership. But he will be told that that it's based upon the Bible. It isn't. It's based upon the Kabbalah, which is an occult medieval interpretation of the Old Testament. And he will be told that if he's a Christian, it will make him a better Christian. And the opposite is true. Men who enter and take it seriously, enter the lodge and take it seriously and study and learn, they often adopt Freemasonry as their religion. A common statement to this effect is, quote, "The lodge is a good enough religion for me. Charlie, why don't you ever go to church? The lodge is a good enough religion for me." And although they claim it is not a religion, in fact, of course, it is. It's a latter-day revival of Egyptian paganism, more specifically the worship of Isis and Osiris, which, of course, is nature worship, which, of course, is ultimately phallic worship, which is taken beyond that screen, the worship of Lucifer. If you tell this to the average Mason in the Blue Lodge, he will be horrified, offended, and very angry. Nevertheless, it's true. They don't want to hear it, but it's true.
And, of course, you'll see their symbolism in both Washington, D.C. and in the Vatican, where you see the obelisk, which, of course, they have in the courtyard there at the Vatican. And then, of course, the domed building of St. Peter's Basilica, representing the womb, just as in New York, right by Washington, D.C., you have the Washington Monument, an obelisk, a phallic symbol, and up across the small pond there, you have the Capitol building of the Iron Nation with the dome roofs, exactly like they have at St. Peter's Basilica, with exactly the same symbology. I mean, the phallic symbol, the womb, the reproduction, man produces life.
It's true, Dr. Stan. My very first book about Freemasonry, it was called The Deadly Deception. I didn't want that title. That was the publisher's title. My title was Into the Light, because they speak of bringing you out of spiritual darkness and into the light. But the publisher knew more than I knew about how to sell books, and the title has a great deal to do with how well a book sells. But had I to do it all over again, I would choose the same title he chose, because it really is a deception from start to finish, and it really is deadly. What could be more serious or deadly than to separate us from the gospel of Christ, thinking that we have discovered the source of truth in Egyptian paganism? And it is deception from start to finish. As I said, they will tell the recruit that if he's a Christian, it makes him a better Christian. If it's based, that it's based on the Bible, and it isn't. But most Masons never go beyond the third degree, which is the Master Mason degree. If they do, and if they listen, and if they read their own stuff and think about it, they discover that the greatest of Masonic philosophers have written for all to see, that the members of the Blue Lodge are deliberately deceived. Most significant one of all was the old guy who wrote Morals and Dogma. He called himself the Supreme Pontiff of Universal Freemasonry,
Albert Pike.
And Albert Pike wrote in the Morals and Dogma, which is the ultimate source book for Masonic philosophy, that it's not intended that the Blue Lodge Masons understand the symbols, the meaning of the symbols, but it is intended that they think they understand the meaning of the symbols, therefore they keep them deceived and keep them under control.
And he also wrote that they intentionally deceive the Mason who is not worthy to understand. It's only already the elite, the princes of Masonry, who really understand what Masonry is about.
Yeah, there's I can't think of a good adjective here, but there is an extreme degree of caste system in Freemasonry. The elite few at the top look down their noses at all the masses of the rank and file and sort of pity them because they are so unenlightened, but they go on happily deceiving them for their own ends.
And that, of course, gets up to the 33rd degree and the degrees above the 33rd degree, which most Masons don't even know exist.
Yeah, it's all fascinating. It's all depressing in a way because so many good men, and frankly, most of them are good men. They're just deceived good men. Now, once you read the truth and see the sources, their most honored and revered authorities and what they have written, you wonder how anyone could be deceived into going into the Blue Lodge and staying with it all the way to the third degree. Because in the third degree, you enter into the death, burial, and resurrection of Hiram Abiff, who turns out to be Osiris. I've said that to a lot of people who didn't know much about Freemasonry, and that statement, if they're Christians, always shocks them. Their mouths swallow.
Most people don't even know who Osiris is. They don't understand.
Ancient mythology. But they don't enter into the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They enter into the death, burial, and resurrection of an Egyptian fertility god named Osiris. It is sad. And although I've had my life threatened by a lot of people. I've made a lot of powerful enemies in the last 30 or 40 years, including the dark side of the CIA. I've had my life threatened many, many more times by Freemasons than I have by people who really have dark power to do me harm. I think you know, Dr. Stan, that for several years, I and a group called Jeremiah Films, a Christian filmmaking company, spent years in Arkansas investigating the Clintons and their circle of power. And, that's a very dangerous game. Three of our investigators died in the process. One executed gangland style. One poisoned with military-grade anthrax, which is not available except in the very highest levels of the federal government, and another by poisoning of another kind. And I'm saying this only to say that I have had my life threatened seriously by Masons furious at me for telling them the truth many more times than I have had it threatened by people such as the killers involved with the dark side of Arkansas politics. And also the CIA.
I knew one of those gentlemen. I interviewed him on several occasions before he was executed, and we're talking about real things. Of course, they destroyed Pat Patriciana's life and his marriage, and I don't know whatever happened to Pat, but he's in Florida now,
Dr. Stan, and I'm ashamed to say I haven't kept up with him in recent times. I need to do that.
Well, they can get to people. They can destroy them. They'll destroy you in one way or the other. Because those of you who listen to me regularly know we have Carol Matriciana on a regular basis. But they effectively destroyed her marriage to her husband, and they will send some seductress out to take good men and lead them away from their families and away from the Lord. And I fear that's what happened to the gentleman who ran Jeremiah Films. Well, we're talking about not imaginary.
You know, twice, Dr. Stan, I've had the television station where I was being interviewed threatened with a bomb.
We'll be back in just a moment with Colonel Tom McKinney here in America.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we continue our series of studies on Messiah, Yeshua, and the Seven Feasts of the Lord. The Voice of Many Waters congregation meets every Shabbat at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Services begin at 1 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562 for more information. Check us out on the web at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Shabbat Shalom.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, and of course most people make you think that the Masonry is simply, just sort of a fraternity, sort of a little club you belong to. It's got a few secrets there. But of course they're deadly secrets. And if you are a 33rd degree Mason and you reveal the secrets of Freemasonry, they will kill you. I mean, this is not imaginary. This is real. We're talking about real things going on in the world today. A number of guests, not necessarily on Masonry, but on other subjects. A number of people I've interviewed on my radio program through the years have died or disappeared shortly after being on my programs. We're talking about the real world, ladies and gentlemen, not the world that most people live in, but the world that Colonel McKinney and I have worked in for many years, trying to expose what's going on behind the scenes. Well, let's talk about your book, The 33rd Degrees of Deception, because, of course, we carry the book. We think it's an excellent source of information on Freemason. That's 33rd Degrees of Deception. So, Colonel, what to tell us about the book, why that book is important, and how Masonry is influencing the course of civilization today?
Everyone should know, should have some knowledge of the truth about Freemasonry because it is such a pervasive presence, especially in the South and the Midwest. In the South and the Midwest, if there's a town so small that it only has three buildings, they will probably be the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church, and the Masonic Lodge Hall. And that's not really an exaggeration. And until recent times, the Masonic system virtually controlled, in many ways, American society. There are many fields of work where you could not even be employed if you did not join the lodge. And that is not an exaggeration. In fact, today, the only place where Freemasonry is still strong is in the South, and it's not very strong at that, but it is the strongest in the South. And also, to a matter that should give us pause, in the armed forces. Now, as a Marine since 1949, I never once heard Freemasonry mentioned, not even once. However, I know from experience now that in the Army it can be a factor in your promotion, and in the Air Force even more so. Young non-commissioned officers in the Air Force are very often advised that if they want to go on and be promoted to higher ranks, they need to join the Masonic Lodge, and they do. I have two of them in my Bible class in Ocean Springs, retired high-ranking Air Force NCOs, and they have told me this, and also others. But even though Freemasonry is greatly weakened by loss of membership, what they haven't lost is members of very a great wealth and power and influence. In a sense, they have very few Indians, but many chiefs today. They have the system has lost none of its power in that sense. That people of very, very high rank and people of power and people of wealth and people of great political influence, nationally and internationally, are members of the lodge. In fact, there is one in Rome called the P2 Lodge, which has as its membership some of the most powerful men in the world.
And are some of those people actually within the Vatican?
Yes. Last time I heard, and of course, my knowledge of such statistics cannot be up to date because they're very difficult to acquire. But at the last time I knew, there were 12 members of the College of Cardinals who were in that Masonic Lodge in Rome. And an interesting aspect of that is that in Italy, it's illegal to have a Masonic Lodge. It's against the law for a Masonic Lodge to exist in Italy. And yet this one not only exists, it exists in Rome. And they're able to do that because its members include some of the most powerful men, not only in Italy, but in the world.
And yet, theoretically, of course, Masonry is the antithesis of the Catholic Church, and many Masons actually believe that, that Masonry actively opposes Catholicism because it's a false religion. And yet, here you find many of the members of the College of Cardinals are actually themselves Masonry. So, Masonry infiltrated the Catholic Church, or has Catholic Church infiltrated Masonry, or do they have a common goal and objective?
I wish I knew the answer to that, Dr. Stan. If I had to guess, I would guess that Freemasonry has infiltrated the Church, but at the very highest levels.
Right.
Pope Leo XIII pronounced anathema on anyone who would belong to the Masonic Lodge.
Sure.
But that doesn't change things today. When I was doing the research for the second book on Freemasonry, I interviewed the bishop of the Biloxi, Mississippi diocese. Very pleasant man. And one of the things we talked about was the murder of a local judge and his wife, the Cherries. And that all had to do with the Dixie Mafia. An interesting story, but not for us today. Judge Cherry and his wife were literally executed gangland style. And Judge Cherry had been a close personal friend of the bishop. And Judge Cherry and his wife were such devout Catholics that they would only attend the Latin Mass. They were so conservative about it and so committed that they would not attend a Mass in English. And yet, and of course, Judge Cherry was a member of the Knights of Columbus. And yet he was also a member of the local Masonic Lodge. And I think that is extremely interesting. He was a politician, of course, and I'm sure he entered the Masonic Lodge for political reasons, and probably entered the Knights of Columbus for religious reasons. But they are mutually exclusive, and yet it is done, and it was certainly done in that case.
Well, Colonel, basically, what about this whole idea of Masonry and world government? How does it fit into this whole world of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness?
I think it fits right in the center of it. It's probably the bond that holds the various factions together. You know, there are many, many very rich and powerful people who dream of of global government. We have a lot of them in Congress.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Colonel Tom McKinney here at the American.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Well, I understand here at the American Peace Network, and our guest this morning is Colonel Tom McKinney, and Colonel McKinney's written a number of books, which we do carry, but this is the written a wonderful book on a sniper during the Civil War. We carry that book. What's the title of it?
Jack Henson's One Man War.
Jack Henson's One Man War, an amazing true story. But we're talking today about his book on the 33 degrees of deception. And basically, of course, it's a combination of two books, which one is The Deadly Deception, which you wrote in conjunction with a 33rd degree Mason. And then the other one,
the second book was called Please Tell Me.
Please tell
me. I had been interviewed on about 300 radio and television talk shows about The Deadly Deception. And people often asked consistently the same questions. And so I wrote the second book based upon questions that people had asked. And the title was Please Tell Me, and the subtitle questions people ask about Freemasonry and the answers. And frankly, I think that was a better book than the first one, but both are valuable, and the content of both are included in this new book, 33 Degrees of Deception.
And, of course, the first book you wrote in conjunction with a 33rd degree Mason, one of the few people who's ever come forward and really told the truth about Freemasonry. And what was the background of the automobile accident where he was killed shortly after the book, or just before the book was published?
The man's name was Jim Shaw, the Reverend Jim Shaw. He lived in Ocala, Florida at the time, and his car was sabotaged. As a result, there was a bad one-car wreck, and he and his wife were both badly injured. He recovered, but she never did. Bonnie, his wife, was bedridden for the rest of her life as a result of it.
Oh, Jim actually recovered from the accident?
Jim did, but his wife did not.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. He lived on. They're both dead now, I'm sorry to say. But I've never known a more selfless servant of the truth than Jim Shaw. Everywhere I went, when confronted by angry Masons, they would say, he and I wrote the book just to make money. Well, I never made a penny from the book. It belonged to my ministry, and what income there was from that book went to my ministry, which also doesn't pay me. I work without pay, so their argument was hopeless in that way. And in terms of Jim Shaw survived. I would call him lower middle class in terms of his socioeconomic position. He lived in a hot house trailer in Florida. His office was smaller than some people's walk-in closets. Everything he had, whatever income he did have, he spent it all writing and distributing tracts and pamphlets and trying to tell people the truth about Freemasonry. He was by anybody's definition a poor man, not by any stretch a wealthy man.
Well, of course, the thing is that Masons have to demean and attack anyone who reveals the truth about this occult organization, but I don't really think that the average Mason has any idea what Masonry is really about. As you pointed out, Albert Pike admitted that the purpose of Masonry was to deceive those who were not among the upper class. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, the peasants, the those who are not worthy to know the truth, only to be used. And, you know, any Blue Lodge Mason will tell you that it's impossible to know anything about Masonry unless you are one, which is, of course, absurd. Even the Sovereign Grand Commander, Fred Kleinkenecht, admitted to me happily, you know, without apology, that the initiation ceremony for the 33rd degree has been public since, I forget the exact year, but there was a book published called Scotch Rite Masonry in the 19th century, and it hasn't been a secret since then. In fact, the best-kept Masonic secret is that there are no Masonic secrets. But the average Blue Lodge Mason believes that they are all secrets that no one else could possibly know, and they get very angry if you question that. They just live blissfully ignorant in their deception. But it is true. I would have them call me on talk shows and say, you don't know what you're talking about. Freemasonry is not religious. It's just a fraternity, a social thing. He said, we meet, and we, after the meetings, we go down the street to the tavern and have a few beers. And he said, that's what it's about. I said, well, isn't it true? I would quote their own stuff to them, but they don't know their own stuff. And I remember once I said, isn't it true that when you were initiated into the very first degree, the entered apprentice degree, that you were on your knees, blindfolded, half naked, scared out of your mind, you didn't know where you were or who else was there or what was going on, and you heard a voice from in front of you say, in your present blind condition, what do you most desire? And you didn't know what to say. But another voice whispered in your ear and said, say light. And so you said, light. In my present blind condition, what I most desire is spiritual illumination. I said, you didn't say, so I can have a few beers with the guys after the lodge meetings. You said you wanted spiritual light. And of course, my words bounced off his head every time. And all the others like him, and he would just reply by saying, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. So I could quote book, chapter, and verse to them of their own stuff, and they would reply, you don't know what you're talking about. And often, if not always, they would accuse me and Jim of having selfish motives. We just wanted to publish a bunch of lies about a fine institution so that we could get rich and make a lot of money, and well, if that's true, something went wrong because Jim died poor, and I'm certainly not rich.
But, of course, the significant thing is the light that they are questioning to know is Lucifer. And they don't even understand that. Probably they don't understand to this day. Well, it's time, Colonel. God bless. Thanks for very much. We'll look forward to talking to you on our other program. Bye-bye.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, look, and here at American Freedom Network, and we do carry Colonel McKinney's book, 33rd Degrees, or 33 Degrees of Deception. We think it's an important book. We think you must understand Freemasonry. And he goes into the background of really what all the various levels of Masonry are about, but the fact that this is truly Luciferian, and the average individual doesn't understand that. But, of course, at each degree, they're asked what they want, and they want light. And, of course, the light is the light of Lucifer. This really is a spiritual battle. It's not imaginary. There really are supernatural Luciferian forces in the world today, and they kill people. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to order this book or any of the other books we have on Freemason, we have four tape sets on Masonry. You must understand that there are millions of Masons in America, and most of them are good people who are deceived about what Masonry is really about. And as Albert Pike writes in his traditional book, and incidentally, we carry morals and dogma. We carry this book, which is the Bible of Masonry. You can get it from us. And in that, Chris, Albert Pike will tell you, the purpose of Masonry is to deceive those who are not worthy of understanding. And most Masons are not worthy of understanding what it's all about. The secrets are simply the elect and the princes of Masonry. And certainly we recommend that you get the book. You'll find that the pages are different than the original book, but the information is identical. And so you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get Morals and Dogma from Radio Liberty, and you can get the book, 33 Degrees of Deception. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll certainly want to get my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, and the syllabus as you go with that. We've got a great new DVD on aspartame. It's the talk that Betty Martini gave at our conference. We have the DVD on geoengineering. Roxanne Peterson, Rosalind Peterson's excellent talk. We have the DVD, Dangerous Deception, my interview with Norman Dodd back in 1980. He was the head of the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the CFR, the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford Foundation. Of course, what he found out, at least in part, was that they planned a series of wars to bring about world peace. You got to fight wars to bring about world peace, and they've been doing that for the last 100 years. And now, of course, although Norman Dodd doesn't cover this because the interview I did with him is 1980, we have my commentary, bring you up to date, and we're preparing for another massive war with the Muslim world, but this time I fear it will be a nuclear war because we provided the nuclear weapons to Pakistan, who we fund and we gave the material to, and they built the bombs in preparation for, of course, I believe, an attack on America. My number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Check out what we say. about until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility.